I want to thank J.D. Barter for joining us in the studio this morning. J.D., long time no see. First off, how you been? I almost didn't recognize you without a uniform on. I'm serious. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got, the head's right, but where's the, everybody else is right, no uniform.
Well, thank you. It seems like I'm in it quite a bit here lately. So,
So Johnson City now?
Yes, sir. Retired from the Bureau in 2012 and started volunteering at Johnson City at the auxiliary shortly thereafter. And last year, the chief contacted me and he says, hey, I need some help. You willing to come on board? Pretty big decision for me in that the state of Illinois does not recognize any of my federal training. So I spent a total of 29 years with the federal government and law enforcement, and the state of Illinois doesn't recognize any of that.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah. So what that entailed is me going back to police academy at 53 years old.
With the youngsters.
With the youngsters. That entails the power test, everything. So
physical aptitude test,
absolutely.
Endurance, all that stuff that's included.
I finished that up this Saturday, take my final exam and graduate. So that's been quite the journey for me trying to work and do that as well. So
but you know, now you've got all the certificates.
Correct.
Certifications you need.
Yeah.
Put you in the right category. You know what always strikes me, and I'm curious what your thoughts here. And I see this with law enforcement and with judges. That D or R behind that always has kind of chafed me a little bit because I'd like to think there are parts of government that are above this nonsense that we see in a political, because this is, you know, when it comes to community public safety, never been a hot time harder to be a cop than now. Never been more important to have police than now. The duality of that, whether you're in a big city or a small town, you see it. Right, you know.
Correct.
About it.
Yes, I'm totally with you. I hate the partisanship of the sheriff's race, of our judge races. I think those are not something that needs to be in that category. Like you say, it's about keeping people safe. It's about keeping deputies in the neighborhoods and patrolling our roads within the county and with the judges and their roles as well.
The minute you said counties and roads, I'm thinking, you know, I was talking to one of the county commissioners a while back and said, you know, we have more highway road miles than any other county in southern Illinois. I'm like, wow, didn't realize that. It's a really large number. But your reference to politics, you actually posted on your Facebook page on September 8th, let's talk politics, because I know everyone can hardly wait for the next political commercial. Just kidding. I'm a bad politician and admit it. I believe that keeping our kids safe, you safe in your homes, and our county secure should have nothing to do with politics and everything to do with deputies patrolling your neighborhoods, which I think kind of encapsulates what we're talking about and really encapsulates the expectation of the taxpayer and the resident, too.
Right. I readily admit I'm a bad politician. When I was asked if I would be interested in running for the sheriff's race, I had no desire to be a politician, quite frankly. I started looking at everything, and then with my makeup and who I am, it was at that point looking at the state that the county is in and some of the issues that are involved with our sheriff's department currently. I knew that I had to do something. I couldn't sit by.
See, that's interesting when you look at this, because what's going on with law enforcement? Like I said, never been a harder time to be a cop or to find a prospective police officer, and never more important. When you look, and I know you're social media active, you know, when you look at what Heron's doing, posting pictures, we've got
correct.
This meth,
yes.
Here's the money, here's the pipes, here's this. I think just showing that to people is kind of encouraging, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder about social media, whether it fires people up, whether, you know, guilty until innocent until proved guilty and all this. But there is an expectation. But when it comes to being sheriff, I mean, because you've kind of been a boots on the ground kind of guy, especially when it comes to Johnson City and extra out there patrolling and the like. But what we're talking about here is a job that's largely administrative, isn't it? I mean, because right now, the sheer amount of paperwork, no matter how much you think a police officer does paperwork, you're still probably low on your guess.
Yes, absolutely. The paperwork, quite frankly, is just overwhelming at times, especially depending on the case that you have in front of you. Administrative duties with the sheriff, I will believe that are going to be, you know, multiples of that time frame. The thing as a sheriff you can do is surround yourself with those that can take over, help you with that duties, and also allow you the time that you need to get out into the community and actually see what's going on and be part of it.
Another thing about being the sheriff is police officers are human beings. Mistakes are made. Not your fault, but your responsibility is a phrase. I bet at one word or another, you've got your own internal vocabulary to describe that.
Yes. Yeah. It ultimately all stops on you. The way to keep mistakes, lessen mistakes from happening. You're never going to keep mistakes from happening, but the way to lessen them is to provide the best training possible for your deputies or your staff that's working under you. If that training is in the bad scenarios, if you will, the training is your basis. That's what gets you, and that's what helps you make that split second decision. If you don't have that basis, then that's when mistakes are most likely made.
Police also run into another category, and I've seen this over the years with my friends in law enforcement, and especially it seems the good ones seem to know the difference between somebody doing something stupid and doing something criminal and can tell the difference on the fly. I don't think you maybe have the flexibility we once did to be able to discern stupid from criminal, but, you know, I think when you look at drugs in particular, you're sometimes like, all right, it's better off getting this guy, this woman, whoever it is, some help than it is to put him in the hole for 20 years. I mean, there are a lot of things that go on that a police officer, and we're not talking about somebody who's, you know, stoned and taking up three lanes of traffic, right? Talking about somebody who's done something stupid. Is there leeway for police officers today in the stupid to criminal department? Have we really come to the point where it all has to go on a piece of paper?
We are there, unfortunately, because there are those instances where people just do make stupid mistakes. But we are bound that if we find it, it's in front of us, especially these days with drugs, meth in particular. There's no leeway there.
Yeah.
There's no give. There's no nothing there. Right. That's a felony, and it has to go on paper.
Yeah. So when it comes to Williamson County, what do you think is the singular most pressing issue when it comes to law enforcement for the county sheriff's department, Williamson County?
Right now, I would say equipment. I think we are way behind the curve on equipment.
Body cams, cars, what are we talking about?
We're talking, to me, the most pressing is going to be radio equipment in the vehicles. Their personal handheld radios that they wear on their sides, we refer to them as PACs. There is some great issues with that system that we're currently using. It's going to be a lot of money to fix it. I understand that. But there's a lot of grants out there available to us to fix those, help fix those.
When it comes to you and seeking the Williamson County Sheriff's Office, we're talking to J.D. Barter this morning, Williamson County Sheriff's candidate, but he's also co-assistant chief?
Is that the proper name? I'm filling the role right now. For the assistant chief left in May, and I'm filling the role currently that he had.
What would you like to do? And we talked about equipment, but what would you like to do differently outside of equipment as sheriff?
Outside of equipment, I spoke earlier of training. I think training is just one of the single most important things that we can do for ourselves and for the deputies or the staff underneath us. We do and react in milliseconds. And then that is looked at, we commonly refer to it as Monday morning quarterbacking. And so in order for that to happen, for us to react correctly in those milliseconds, we have to have a basis to do that.
Right. And time again in training.
Time and time again, training has proved it's a muscle memory thing.
Good for the public, good for the officer, good for the lawyers. Well, not good for them. We stay out of the lawyer's way. That's more accurately, I think, because everything is scrutinized. And boy, when you can take a video and scrutinize every millisecond, as opposed to a guy that's how quick it happened when things came off the rails.
Yeah.
But you know, social media, as we were talking, there has been another effect, I think, and that is you've seen people line up behind police officers, whether it's Rent One, Park, and their Blue Night Support the Blue. I think people in these video body cams that come out, they start looking and going, I never knew. All right, I saw one last week that occurred. I mean, and the guy comes right out and shoots the officer right in the belly as he pulls up and gets as close to him as he can and then goes over the hood of the car. And I'm starting to think, because I think we all kind of put ourselves in that position for a minute or two, and it's terrifying.
It is. And, anytime something's happened and everybody is protesting or whatever about an incident that's happened, the first words I tell somebody, were you there? Were you there when this happened?
Right.
You may see a portion of a video that someone decided to start shooting after the fact, but were you there for the entire incident?
And then you've got people who will maliciously and with intent edit those tapes to misrepresent
Absolutely.
Police officers too, and it does happen, and in
all
social
the
media
time.